32. Psalm 32. Now this morning, I want to bring a message. I was planning on preaching something else this morning, about 3 o'clock this morning. I was up and praying and trying to get my heart ready for the services. And I want to look at a verse here in Psalm 32 that's going to help you. And there's a lot of people in here that need this. Psalm 32 and verse number 4. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not deny unto him. Verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I want to preach this morning, if you'll pray for me, on the subject, my hiding place. There's three reasons why every man needs a hiding place. And that hiding place can only be the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to stand here and tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said, there is none good, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God. Every man in his best state is altogether vanity. The only hope of God's mercy that any of us have is being in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm standing before you here this morning. I've been trying to live right since I was 18 years old. Not always done a good job of it. And I am aware all the time that I need more than just my efforts and my trying. Seems like sometimes the harder you try, the more you stumble and fall. And I know the people that I'm preaching to this morning. Many of you I've known for years and years and years. Many of you I've known all your lives. Many people in here this morning, I've been your pastor for over 25 years. And I know your faults, and you know mine, and we know how we've all failed the Lord. But I'm going to tell you this morning, we have a place to hide. The Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to try my best to get your eyes off me, get your eyes off His church, and get them all on Him this morning. That's why I had them sing that song. He is everything. It's not just words. He is everything. He is our righteousness. He's our sanctification. He's our redemption. There ain't one good thing about us at all that God even looked twice at. He's the only good thing about us this morning. I am so glad and thankful that when the Lord sees me, He don't see me like I really am. He sees me through the blood. Through the blood. Through the blood. Thank God this morning. What a blessing. He is my hiding place. You know, back there in the Old Testament, they had cities of refuge. And the cities of refuge were cities in the Old Testament. They didn't have law enforcement, helicopters and everything, prisons that were like we got now. So they made cities of refuge. And if a man kills somebody by accident, maybe they was chopping down a tree and the axe head flew off, hit another fellow in the head and killed him. Sometimes his family would want to kill that guy and they'd go after him. So they set aside cities of refuge and they could run. They'd run to that city of refuge, and if they could get their footstep inside that city of refuge, there was nothing nobody could do to them. It was a city of refuge, and that was their hiding place. If they could get inside that little gateway there, nobody could touch them. Until two things. They said nobody could touch them as long as they was in that hiding place or till the death of the high priest that was reigning at that time. And if a high priest was reigning, then everybody's in there, you was just in trouble. Now that is a type and picture of the rock, the Lord Jesus. You know why I think they call rock music rock music? I know where the original term came from in 1955, but I think the devil invented rock for rock music just to blaspheme the real rock. You know, the Bible said their rock is not as our rock. When we talk about rock, we're talking about our rock. Rock of ages. Cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I wish you could get a hold of this morning. I wish you could get a hold of the truth this morning that you can run to Jesus Christ and get under His protective mercy and the wrath of God is off of you. I have to do it all the time. I done it this morning. I did it yesterday. I did it Friday night. Sometimes I try my best to be good and I say, "Dear Lord, help me. Dear Lord, help me. I'll never sin again." Oh God, you ever told God that? "God, if you'll forgive me, I'll never do nothing wrong again the rest of my life." And miserably we disappoint ourselves and God, and we say, "Lord, I meant it. I really meant it." And we're down again, and we get up and we're down again. Listen, I know who I'm preaching to this morning. There's people in this room this morning that are struggling with major issues. Sin. I know that there's people in this room that have struggled with drugs. You say, "Not in church." Well, you're on some yourself if you think that. You say, "Preacher, there's people in here who struggle." Absolutely. There's people in here this morning who struggle with alcohol problems. There's people in here this morning who struggle with other addictions of one form or another. And don't be too quick to look down your nose and say, "Oh, how could they do something like that?" Some of you struggle with your tongue that reaches from here to McDonald's and back. Every time you hear about something, you be sure and tell everybody. You know what I mean? You're about worse off than some of them that you're looking down on. Some of you struggle with pride, or some of you struggle with self-righteousness, and one of the most sickening sins in the sight of God is thinking you're better than other people, or "I'm more right with God than you sorry good-for-nothing sinner." Let me tell you something this morning, folks. We're all under sin, and we're all sinners, and the biggest mistake you can ever make is thinking, "Well, I'm good, so God must really love me." I'm telling you this morning, we've all sinned, and we all need a hiding place. I love that song, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee." David said, "Thou art my hiding place." Let me say three things about it right quick, and we'll go. You come back tonight, and I've got something completely different. You want to be sure and be in the service tonight. I want to say, number one, He's my hiding place from the power of sin within. A lot of young people don't realize, especially young Christians, especially young preachers, they don't realize that you have inside your body this morning the power raging. You inherited it from your parents, and they inherited it from their parents, and they inherited it from their parents, and they inherited it from their parents. And brother, it's in there. And you think you done real good? I've had people tell me, they say, "Brother Danny, I prayed and I read my Bible every day this week. I didn't watch TV. I didn't. And I still feel like I'm meaner than the devil." And the reason that is, you have the power of sin raging within you. Every one of us do. We all do. Amen. The difference between young people and older people is you older folks have learned how to fake it a lot better. That you can see it on the teenagers. I mean, when they're messed up, you can tell it. But you older folks have learned how to just act like everything's all right when it ain't. But you still have that battle of sin raging in you. Anybody who will be honest and knows their self knows the power of sin raging within them. And it cannot be mastered by your own strength. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7 and verse 24 and 25, he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me?" Even the Apostle Paul. You know, we think about Paul and all them guys, we think, "Boy, I bet they never had an evil thought. Boy, I bet they never got mad. Boy, I bet they never got jealous." You know what Paul said? He said, "The power of sin is within me." He said, "That I would do, I don't do. He said, that I don't want to do, I wind up doing. He said, when I make up my mind to do right, sin is, evil is present with me. He said, to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Everybody who's saved understands that. You make up your mind, boy, I'm going to pray every day this week, and something happens. Man, I'm going to get down to business, I'm going to read my Bible, and you mean it when you say it, but there's something happens, then this happens, then that happens, and somebody calls or somebody comes, and then you just give up and get aggravated. And Paul looked up one day and he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? And the next verse said, I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning I can hide from the power of sin within me in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my hiding place from the power of sin within me. Amen. I'm telling you what, brother, you struggle with sin. Do you struggle with sin? Are you someone in here this morning and you say, Brother Danny, you are reading my mind. You're sitting there saying, who told you about me? I've had people tell me that before. I'd get up and they'd say, Lord have mercy, he'd been over at my house looking in my... No, I'm not. I'm just preaching the Bible because we're all sinners and we all got the same... And that book right there is like a mirror. It'll show you what you really are. That's what the Bible does. It'll show you what a sinner you are. You remember when you were little, maybe third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and you said a curse word on the bus, and you know you knew it was wrong, but you kept doing it, and then one sin led to another sin. Then you lied to your mother. Some of you sitting right here this morning, you remember the first time you told your mama a lie and you felt so bad and you thought, my goodness, I'm not really a bad person. I'm not really. And all the way through life, you keep telling yourself, well, I'm not really that bad. But that sin is in you. You don't even have to teach little boys and girls to lie. They already know how. You have to teach them to tell the truth now. Do the right thing. You know, it's automatically in us to do the wrong thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the power of sin within. I'm glad we have a hiding place. Number two, let me say I'm glad we have a hiding place from the power of the devil without. You know, the devil is raging. Our choir sing a song. The devil is raging. Wondering about this land. And to get to me, you'd have to go through the blood. You remember that song? I like that song. The devil is raging. And I'm telling you, the Bible tells us he would be, but Jesus is a safe hiding place. I got to thinking about the message that I'm going to bring Friday night. I'm not trying to sound dramatic. Lord knows I'm not trying to draw no attention to myself. I got plenty of it. I'm not an attention-seeking, spotlight-craving preacher. I've got all I want, all the attention I want. I'm telling you this morning, you listen to me, what I'm doing Friday night, I heard in the Sunday school class, Miss Phyllis was teaching her class about somebody being demon-possessed. Wasn't you in there talking? And I was in here praying and going over my notes for the message this morning. And right, the Lord had me hear her say that. And she come to that part in that story where that demon-possessed man was confronted by Jesus. And those demons said, let us alone. They didn't want Jesus bothering them. They didn't want Him tearing up their little playhouse that they had set up in their mind. And when she said that, I just heard her say it through the wall. The kids happened to be quiet for about 3 seconds. And all I heard was the demon said, let us alone! And boy, it's like God spoke to me and He said, that's what they're saying about you right now. Jesus come to cast them out. I come to expose them this Friday night. And you better believe they're crying right now. Let us alone! Leave us alone! We want to mess this boy up. We want to take this girl to hell. We want to make a drug addict out of so-and-so. We want to get that one on crack. We want to get that girl pregnant. Let us alone! But I'm telling you this morning, we have an attack plan for this Friday night on demonic influence among teenagers, and the devil is going to be crying, let us alone. You say, Brother Danny, ain't you scared? No, I'm not. Not because I'm big and tough. I'm not. But I'm not because I have a hiding place. I have somebody around me
that's more powerful than the devil and more powerful than every demon. And he's greater than the Bible puts it like this. Hate to sound like a TV preacher, but the book does say, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I can't attack the devil on my own. I'm too little. I'm too weak. But thank God I've got a hiding place. The power of the devil without. Psalm 114 verse 8 said, it talks about what the wise hide me under thy wings. The Bible talks about us being hid. The Bible talks about in Revelation they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. He is our hiding place. He's our hiding place from the power of the devil without. I've heard people say, Brother Danny, I have to send my kids to a public school. And at school they're going to be tempted to get on drugs, and they're going to be tempted to get on alcohol, and they're going to be tempted to get, what in the world am I going to do? Make them a hiding place. I heard a story, and I've told you before, there was a witch that was in a Wicca in Florida, got saved. And this witch told in her testimony, after she was saved, she said that they used to go to these schools in Florida, and they'd take these vans and pull up, and they'd get out. A lot of them do this. They still do it all the time. And they'd offer little kids candy. Say, you want candy? And yeah, come on. Would you like to sit in the van with me and have some more candy? And then they abduct those children. And these children are taken thousands and thousands every year and used in rituals and satanic sacrifices and all kind of abuse that you can possibly imagine. Subjected to the absolute worst ungodly things a human can imagine. And the parents are afraid. I mean, a lot of them, they're afraid to let their kids walk home from school. Afraid to let them out of their sight. Because of the predators out there. I was preaching in Florida last summer. I think summer before, might be last summer. And I was down there in a tent revival. I've told you before. And the preacher took me out. I'll tell you the rest of the story in a minute. Preacher took me and he said, Brother Danny, there's two trailer parks. One right up the road here, one right down the road here. He said, we're going to run vans and try to get all these kids to come to our revival, to hear you preach on rock music Friday night, or whatever I was going to do. And I said, great, man, that's wonderful. He said, preacher, he said, I got on the internet. He said, I began to check out. He said, that trailer park right up there, and that trailer park right down there. He said, in those two trailer parks, there's 16 child sexual predators. In them two trailer parks. Just the ones they know about and made them register. Y'all listen to me. Where's a safe place for our children? And this woman who was saved. And it's a lot worse. They say that 90% of child molesters never spend one day in jail, and we just haven't touched the iceberg, tip of the iceberg of how bad this situation really is. The power of the devil without. Not to mention how the devil comes in your house through MTV and VH1 and BET and the movie channel and HBO. How the devil comes to corrupt our kids' minds and heart. The power of the devil out. And that converted witch gave a testimony in a church service. Can you hear how quiet it is in here right now? That's because people laid in here on the floor and prayed all night Friday night. God's got in this service. We're in a spiritual battle. And I'm telling you this morning, that woman said, she said, well, I didn't understand it then, but when I was a witch, she said we would try to pick up these kids and try to seduce them and get them into the van. And she said there was always this one group of kids that we couldn't touch. She said, every time we'd try to get one, she said it was these people with these bumper stickers on their car and these fundamental Bible believing. She said, every time we tried to get one of those kids, that would be a real prize for them. She said, a cop would pull up or a security guard would step out or something weird would happen. She said, it was like they had invisible. Yeah, ma'am. She said, it's like they had an invisible guard around them. And I'm going to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm glad we have a hiding place from the power of the devil without. You boys and girls, your mamas get around them kids every night and say, God, put a ring around my boys and my girls. I put a blood around them. The blood of Jesus, and plead the blood over your family. We have a hiding place from the power of the devil without. Thirdly, and I'll say this and I'm through. Thank God we have a hiding place from the judgment to come. Have you ever dreamed that you died and you was going to face God and you wasn't ready? I remember one time I dreamed a long time ago that somehow or another I killed the president. And I'm not going to tell you who's president when I dreamed that. But it wasn't missing. And for some reason, they got me and arrested me for killing the president. And I don't think they did it, but I was charged with killing the president. I'd seen one of them things on Oswald or something, I think, and it got in my head. And I'm telling you, it was awful. It was awful. And I'm telling you, I thought, well, the news media is going to be talking about me. And it's, oh, Lord, what in the world am I going to do? I have done killed the president. It's over. I mean, they're going to put me in prison the rest of my life. And I dreaded it. I thought, Lord, the cops are going to drag me in there. And I'm going to have to stand before that judge. And that judge is going to sentence me and I'm going to prison. Man, that's an awful feeling. I never felt so awful. I was sick. I was scared. I was so tore up. And then I woke up and it wasn't true. You ever had a real, real bad dream and then woke up? Oh, thank God it's not true. Woo! It's not true. It's not true. That'll give you a good day, buddy. And I woke up and I said, hallelujah, I'm a free man. I did not kill the president in a moment of lapse. And not knowing what I don't know. I did kill the president. I ain't in prison. I can go get my car and drive down the road. And buddy, you know, that's just a little drop in the bucket. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Can you imagine? And before judgment, with all of your sins upon you and everything you've done your whole life, all piled on top of you. And there's God on His throne. And you got to stand before Him. And you got to say, oh Lord, I got to face every sin I've ever committed. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, no. And right over there is the penitentiary. If it ain't a jail where you get 3 meals a day, it's hell fire where you're going to burn forever and never and burn and scream. And you think, no, no, God, this can't be happening. But about that time, somebody steps out and they got a robe of righteousness on and told, I can't, and puts her hand out and says, the judgment of God can't come on him. His blood has covered my sin. Thank God. Hallelujah. I've got a deliverance from the judgment to come, people. Thank God. Amen. From the judgment to come. I've got a hiding place. I've got a hiding place. I'm glad there's a hiding place. I heard about this big old tough bricklayer named Bear. Bear couldn't even spell Jesus. He is wicked as a devil. But he got saved, and Bear became a great soul winner for 14 years. And they said every time he'd win somebody to the Lord, he'd cut a notch in his rifle, the stock in his gun, where he won a soul. Sound like a cool feller, don't it? You want to get saved? Are you sure? You know? It's like that barber used to witness people. You know, they said this barber, and he'd take Azure, go around a man's neck, you know. Dost thou feel the Spirit striving with thee, son? Boy, you can witness when you're in a position like that. But they said old Bear got saved. And I'm telling you, the Lord used him in many, many, many great ways for the glory of God. I heard Jack Hiles tell about Big Leon. And Big Leon was a big old fella that went to church. He is mean as the devil. Drunk liquor all his life. But he heard Dr. Hiles talk about the funeral of the old man. He said, your old man can die today and we can bury him. Start you a brand new life. Well, Big Leon come down and got saved, got in a hiding place. And the Lord covered all his sins.
Yep,
and Big Leon, buddy, he got happy. And the next Sunday, he didn't know nothing. Preacher got up, Jack Hiles got up and he started talking about paying your tithes. He said, now everybody here ought to give a tenth. Leon never heard that before in his life. He raised his hand and said, preacher, I ain't never heard of a tenth, but I got 2/5 out in the car you can have. That's just the way it was. That's just the way it was. It was his tenth, 2/5. But I'm telling you what, brother, old Leon got saved. Listen, he wasn't a religious man. He didn't grow up in the liturgy of the Catholic Church and confirmed and trained. And he was just wicked as the devil, but he got under the hiding place. When we get to heaven, there's going to be ex-drunks, ex-convicts, ex-alcoholics, ex-drug addicts, and we're all going to walk in there and shout, hallelujah, we're covered by the blood. Listen, thank God we're not worthy, but His blood made us worthy. We don't deserve it, but we get it anyway. The grace of God. Thank God this morning, brother. I'm glad for the judgment to come. We've got a hiding place. That's what the old song meant when it said, Rock of Ages. Cleft for me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Let the water and the blood. I mean, talking about cleansing my heart. I'm glad we've got a hiding place. Amen. Now, somebody in here this morning, there's a bunch of you. There's people sitting here this morning that you have fought and tried to quit and can't and failed. And you know what your situation is right now? You're just miserable. You got too much of God in you to live in sin. And you got too much of sin in you to live for God. And when you're out there, you're miserable because you want to do right. And when you're in here, you're miserable because you're out there wanting to do wrong. And you're in here this morning, you think, Lord, I wish I could enjoy this, but I've been sinning all week. And then you go out there and try to sin this week, and you can't enjoy sinning because you've been to church this week. You're just a mess, man. I've been doing this a long time. I know how people are. You know what you need? You need to run to the hiding place. You need to just come to this altar and say, God, I can't. God, I can't live right. You're going to have to help me. And He said, that's all I've been wanting to hear. I died on the cross for you anyway. The debt's been paid, past, present, and future. It's already paid for. You just come take your hiding place this morning. Get under the hiding place. Let's stand by our head for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Now they're getting us a song this morning. Nobody's leaving. Nobody's moving. I want you absolutely quiet. Every head bowed right now. She's playing softly. There's some people in here this morning. Sir, mama, dad, boy, girl, you need to run and get in a hiding place this morning. Heavenly Father, please, Lord, I don't know who's here this morning, all of them, Lord. I don't know everybody in here's needs or burdens, but You do. And there's somebody in here about to bust right now. They need what I've been preaching. I'm glad You're our hiding place. Lord, we're a sorry bunch. I'm so thankful for the hiding place that we can get under Your wings. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help someone to come get their heart right this morning. Make that step they need to make now in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen and amen. Let's sing.